A recent study found that fourth and eighth grade students in the U.S. are lagging behind some of their East Asian and European peers in math and science. So some parents are trying to get their kids up to speed by enrolling them in computer programming classes starting as early as first grade. Several computer programming languages have been made specifically for children, like Lego Mindstreams, which lets them design and build their own robots. And then there's Scratch, developed at MIT's Media Lab. It's been downloaded more than a million times and is used by kids as young as eight. Karen Brennan of Harvard's Graduate School of Education helped develop the Scratch program, and she joins us in the studio. Welcome.
Hi.
And also with us is 14-year-old Maddie Petrovich of Wellesley, Massachusetts. She first started learning how to use Scratch when she was 10 years old. Maddie, welcome to you too.
Thanks.
And Karen, 8 years old. At that age, how much are kids really being taught about programming?
Well, what I think has been so interesting about Scratch is that it isn't just something for adults, or it isn't just something for people who are super geeks. It's really meant to be something that can be accessible for everyone.
We have a video clip from your website that gives a sense of how Scratch works, so let's listen to that.
I like this breakdance project. Let me start it up by clicking the green flag. Every character and object in Scratch is called a sprite, and every sprite has its own code telling it what to do. When I double-click a sprite, its code appears in the middle. I'm going to change the code that runs the boombox. I'm just going to go through while it's running and change which drums are being played in the drop-down menu. I don't always know what will happen, but I just try it and see.
Karen Brennan, when I think of traditional coding, I think of dense, long lines of numbers and letters. This doesn't sound like that. So are kids actually learning coding?
They are. So part of Scratch is getting rid of some of the syntactical concerns that you were talking about, where you type out instructions letter by letter, number by number. Scratch uses a block-based visual metaphor for programming. So just as you build things in the physical world by snapping Lego bricks together, you build up Scratch projects by snapping blocks together. So it gets rid of a lot of that typing syntax challenge.
And Maddie Petrovich, again, you started using Scratch 4 years ago when you were just 10. Now you have your laptop with you. So you have a project here that you're going to show us, and we're going to link to these at hereandnow.org. This one, I understand, has to do with an animated spider. So what does your program make the spider do?
Basically, I have three characters that I made up. And they're out hiking in the woods, and they find a wolf spider, and the wolf spider bites one of them.
Can we hear that?
Okay.
Hey, look, a spider. Ew, kill it. Oh, come on, guys, it's just a spider. Aw, look at him, he's so cute. Just a wolf spider. She's not even deadly.
Ow, so it's still not poisonous?
Hey, don't just stand there. Help me get it off.
So what do you think you learned in the process of making that, either about programming or how did it make your brain think differently?
I had to think a lot about the timing for getting the lips to move with it.
So you realized that for any movement they were going to make, you had to program it.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain to us how did you program? Is there anything on your laptop that shows you what you had to do to make the rabbits and the spider talk?
I used sound blocks and motion blocks. I recorded the sound myself. I did all the voice acting for it.
Oh, so that's you were hearing.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you say sound blocks and motion blocks, what does that mean?
In Scratch, you have different types of blocks, and you can create variables, and you use them to do different things and interact differently within the program.
And Karen, the program seems pretty user-friendly, obviously. How would you explain what you think Maddie learned in terms of foundational computer programming from this?
Well, we often talk about kids learning three types of things when they engage in the process of making Scratch projects. So one, they're learning particular computational concepts. So this is sort of the foundations of computer science where you're learning, you know, Maddie just mentioned variables. You're learning even just that idea of specifying a sequence of instructions. So that's one part of it is concepts. But as we saw, you know, kids like Maddie, kids like the millions of kids on the Scratch website engaging with Scratch, we saw that they're engaging in really powerful design practices. So they were learning how to test and debug. They were learning how to break down problems from sort of, they've got a crazy vision, how do you actually translate that into the blocks and the sprites? And then the last aspect of it is computational perspectives, that they started seeing the world a new way, that computers weren't something that other people did or other people think about, but computation becomes something that they can use to express themselves, that they can solve problems. So it's the concepts, the practices, and perspectives, these types of shifting developments that we see in young people. It's been really exciting.
Maddie, you're only 14, and I'm sure you have not figured out what you want to do for the rest of your life yet.
Yeah.
But are you already feeling at your age this pressure to understand computers in a complicated way?
Yeah, there definitely is that kind of pressure, especially when you're out on the internet. There are so many people, and you're out there with people of all ages and kids and all different talents and backgrounds. And there is this pressure sort of to be the best at that.
We read about an 8-year-old boy who designed this animation where a bunny would smash a cell phone. And he thought that when the cell phone got smashed, it would blow up into a ton of different pieces. But all it did was get flat. And his dad explained, well, if you want it to blow up into a million pieces, you have to program all those little million pieces.
Yeah.
So in this, when you made this, did you learn, well, this is really hard because everything that happens, I have to have programmed?
Yeah, every little movement and sound, everything has to be programmed and drawn out.
One feature about Scratch that's kind of interesting is that you can take somebody else's work and build on it. It's
remixing.
Not as if... was that what it's called, remixing?
Mm-hmm.
Are you encouraged to do that kind of thing?
On Scratch, yes. I mean, if you just sort of like change the timing or what they say, people don't really like that much, but... if you sort of take the story and build off of it, then that's definitely encouraged. Like, this project has 6 remixes. I like it when people remix my projects because it shows that they took interest in them. It was exciting because, you know, there's actual people, like, looking at this.
Karen Brennan, have you persuaded some schools to make this part of their curriculum? Or are you working with educators in any way to sort of get this word spread?
Yeah, this has been the main focus of my work. So I built a companion website called Scratch Ed for teachers where they could share stories, exchange resources, ask and answer questions, and connect with each other around the world. And more than 6,000 teachers have joined the community, and it's being used all across the age ranges from kindergarten all the way through to college.
Maddie, after you designed your spider program, how did you feel when you first saw it actually run after you did all the programming and coding?
It's pretty cool to see like an idea you have in your head just become something actually physically or online and something there that people can see and understand.
That's Maddie Petrovich. She's a 14-year-old from Wellesley, Massachusetts, and she's been using Scratch since she was 10. Maddie, thanks for coming to the studio.
Thank you.
And also Karen Brennan of Harvard's Graduate School of Education. She also does educational outreach for Scratch, and she helped develop the Scratch computer program for kids. Karen, thanks to you for coming in, too.
Thank you so much.
Before we go today, a conversation with Richard Ford. His novel, Canada, was one of the best of 2012. Back in a minute, you're listening to Here and Now.